Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I just want your reaction on the release of Dustin Hopkins. This is a guy you know well personally.
Yeah, I have. You know, I had a history with Hop there, obviously, in Washington. First off, a great guy who was really, really a great teammate and was really, you know, a productive contributor for Washington for many years. You know, in regard to the transaction, that's JP, that's the nature of the business. Obviously, there were some inconsistencies there that, you know, Coach Katzer and Coach Rivera probably saw and just felt like, you know, it might have been the time to move on. You know, my personal reaction is I wish him nothing but the best. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't think this is the last time you're going to, you know, see him, you know, kick or try out. So, you know, I still think there's some meat on the bone for Hop.
Hey, Coach, isn't it in a situation where kickers sometimes lose confidence, and I think change of scenery might be better for them. But when they lose confidence, it's not like another position where they can you can hide them. Can't hide your kicker.
Yeah, you know, Mitch, you're a golfer, right? You've been on a first tee a couple times,
oh, yes.
Haven't you? you know what that can be like when you know you're playing a Nassau or something, and the crowd keeps you know gathering around the first tee, but. In my experience with Hop, I found him, you know, he's been there for many, many years now. What is that? Seven years. Mm-hmm. And so, yep. You know, he's gone through some ups and downs, you know, during that time. And you're right. Maybe there's just, you know, that happens from time to time. But as far as his mental capacity and his stability, you know, I always felt him to be a mentally strong guy, but you bring up a good point. Sometimes, you know, changes is better for both parties involved. And, mm-hmm. You know, that might be the case in this situation.
Talking with former Washington football team special teams coach, Mr. Ben Kotwicka, also was special teams coordinator with the Jets and the Falcons. Ben, let me ask you, I got two questions here. Do you have any file on Chris Blewett? Like, who are we signing here outside of a guy that the first missed kick, a million people are going to make Blewett jokes on Twitter. I know that much.
Yeah. Okay. So let's deal with Chris. I am familiar with Chris. I don't know him. You know, out of Pittsburgh, I think it was in 16 or 17. He's kind of gone through the circuit there, JP. And what I mean by that is gone out to a handful of these clinics and combines and camps. I remember seeing him a few years ago at one of the combines. And, you know, in that scenario and in that environment, I remember seeing a kicker that, you know, caught my eye. I thought he had pretty good leg strength, good ball flight trajectory. But, you know, he hasn't kicked. And so you're right. Now, you know, now you're into the crucible, and it'll be interesting to see, you know, how he responds and how it works out for him.
Coach, he was brought in, I think, a week or two ago, and then they released him. Then they brought in kickers again. He comes back again. Is this something like this guy has stood out for them twice, and they say, okay, we'll roll the dice with him? Because it's not the first time we heard that name.
Yeah, so a couple things that catch me on the transaction there, Mitch. And, you know, we don't see what's going on in practice, you know, day in and day out. And that's for the experts, the guys that are on the, you know, the guys that are on the ground, right? Coach Katzer, who's the coordinator there, and his staff, and Coach Rivera. You know, the interesting thing about the transaction, if I'm tracking, is a little bit of the timing of it, right? They're going to go out to Green Bay this week. I think they've got Denver the following week, and then you have the bye. You know, and you know, sometimes during the bye where you have a little bit, you know, more time to make that decision and get a little bit more data, might have been, an interesting time to make that transaction. Like I said, just here, before you go to Green Bay, and JP, you hit it on the head. That'll be an interesting opportunity for him up in Green Bay, where Green Bay's not the easiest.
It's a little
place
windy
to kick
up there, huh?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's gonna be cold, windy, and I remember I was there 2 years ago on a Monday night, and it swirls a little bit. But you got to be happy for him. He's got the opportunity, but now you're in the spotlight, and that's a little bit different than hitting at the driving range, at Raspberry Falls.
It sure is. Yep. It's a lot different when you're on the first tee at Torrey Pines in the U.S. Open or something.
But back to the question about Chris, like I said, I saw him and he caught my eye a couple years ago. So he's got more than enough ability. And JP, like in this circuit of kickers that you're seeing, I mean, there's plenty of guys that have enough ability to do it, right? They could get out on the sticks, man, and they're going to hit 18 out of 20. It's when the lights come on, the crowd, the atmosphere, that's where, these guys that have been really, really good for years, whether it's a Tucker or a Harrison Buckner out in Kansas City that you got a lot of respect for.
We're 1 week. We're just 1 week too soon from the Butker Blewett Bowl, but alas. I one more for you, Ben, and I appreciate you jumping on really short notice, but I think you'll enjoy this. This is from my buddy Jamal on Twitter. He says, "This is weird, but Ben Kotwika actually sounds like how a Ben Kotwika would sound." So congratulations.
Okay. All right. I'll take that as a compliment, JP. I appreciate it from your man out there.
Last one here.
Yeah.
This team is underperforming. They're 2-4. The defense is nowhere close to what they were last year, nowhere close to what expectations were this year. Is it? And we know that the specialists kind of live on an island in the locker room. As much as they're a part of the team, they're on their own, those three guys, the punter, the kicker, the long snapper. Is it possible that Hop was just kind of the easiest way to make a statement for the coaches here?
That would be disappointing to think that, JP. I gotta think Coach Rivera and Coach Ketcher made a decision that they felt was what was in the best interest of the team. Sure, there can be a lot of outside noise, and I you mentioned the underperformance of the team. I can't say that I'm tracking week in and week out. I see it. I don't watch every game or anything along those lines with Washington. But I would be disappointed if that was the thought process, and I would think that's highly unlikely. I think that when you get to the nuts and bolts of it, when I was in those rooms and making those decisions, you're making a decision that you feel is in the best interest of the team, and that's maybe what they felt at this time, and obviously that seems to be the case. And, like a lot of these situations, you make decisions that you think is going to help the football team. If that's what, the coaches thought, then that's the direction that they're going to go, and then that's what makes this thing so interesting now, is it'll be, to see how it ends up playing out. So, I would wish nothing but the best for Hop, and like I said, I think you'll see him back on his feet somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
Ben, we really appreciate you jumping on. I know I texted you out of nowhere, and thank you, man. Tell everybody where to find you on Twitter and the work you're doing on special teams reports and everything.
Yeah, it's been great. So, I've had some space at 3013 that Mike Tannenbaum has generated. I do a report there each week, both an article on his site, and then we do a video of the key plays. We'll put one out here in the next couple of days, and helping the Army football team up here at West Point, which has been a great experience, my alma mater. So just back into the game and such, and I appreciate you reaching out. And if you ever have any other things that come out, please hit me up, man. I really enjoy always visiting with you guys, and Washington is always a special place. Really, really enjoyed the time there, and you reach back out if there's anything else I can do for you guys.
All right, man.
I appreciate it, Ben. Thank you very much. Everybody give him a follow on Twitter, and that was great. I mean, that's insight from somebody that's been in those foxholes and knows what this world is all about. And it's good. It's unfortunate as football fans and media and analysts that where our minds lead to sometimes, and it's good to hear from a coach that says, man, this decision is made.
He's so right about making that comparison to being on that first tee box. If you know you have a problem in your golf game, if you can't get that out your head, you're about to mess up. But it's the people that can find themselves again and find out what they do right. I remember David Akers was here in North Cutting, after he missed some field goals in preseason. David Akers turned that into a 12-year Pro Bowl-fested career. You know what I'm saying? And I think the same thing can happen, but sometimes we all, no matter what profession you're in, you lose confidence in yourself. And when you lose confidence in yourself, others start to lose confidence in you. And the change of scenery sometimes makes a world of difference. I just hope that he has a mindset, like Coach said, he's strong mentally. Oh, his mindset is, okay, you know what? I'll take that. But, you know, my next chance, it won't happen again. And I think that's where you got to go. You got to just always strive to be better and be more consistent in anything like this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.